Hi, Joshua. How did you get started in sound composition for games?
Hi, Rachel. Thank you for having me. I started pretty much loving games from the day I was born. I can't even remember the first time I started playing video games. I grew up with the NES, the Sega Genesis, fell in love with soundtracks from games like Mega Man, Castlevania, Sonic, Zelda, all the classics. I knew from an early age that I wanted to be on the other side, to be making something for the games. And I started getting involved with dance music when I was a teenager. That was my first foray into composition. And eventually that evolved into, well, I love games, I love music, why not put them together? So it was pretty much a no-brainer for me to get into game music.
Fantastic. Who or what has been your greatest inspiration career-wise?
I actually have two names in mind. The first one is Darren Korb, who composed for the indie game Bastion. He did a talk at GDC 2012 about what he called high production value audio on an indie budget, which I thought was hugely inspirational. The guy recorded all these wonderful professional sounding guitar songs in his closet for no money. And it made me think, well, okay, obviously you don't need to be working on huge AAA projects to have great music. So that really pushed me to focus on the smaller projects having great sound, even if there's not so much budget. The second person would be Akira Yamaoka, the sound director for the Silent Hill series. He has the most inspirational approach to creating mood in sound. And just a very specific example, he recorded hundreds of footsteps for Silent Hill 2, just so that the player would never hear the same pattern of footsteps. It just keeps you totally uncomfortable the entire time, which is perfect for that horror feel.
Very intricate. What are some of your favorite projects that you've done in the past?
I think probably my favorite project, which wasn't really technically a professional project, but Ludum Dare 38 was big for me because I worked on music for seven different projects, and it just showed me, with all that creative freedom and just focusing the weekend on music, I got to do retro music, dance music, ambient music, and even collaborated with another musician. There's a lot of experimentation. I even got to record my cat.
So what is your creative process like?
Well, the first thing is to figure out as much as I can about the game. Because I largely work with developers, so I need to know what they're expecting from the music. I ask them, how should the player feel about the music? What kind of mood should they get from the game? And I ask for inspirations. And those don't necessarily have to be game music. They don't have to be from games. They don't have to be music. It could be music from movies, could be songs on the radio, could be pieces of art that evoke the kind of feeling they want. The best thing is if they have their own concept art, because I love to work off of that when I'm making the music. As for the actual process, I have no idea, because sometimes I'll start with a theme, sometimes I'll start with chords, sometimes it's rhythm, sometimes it's sound. Sometimes I even quote another composition. Recently I made a dungeon theme by quoting the first phrase of the Donkey Kong 64 theme, which seems completely insane, but it worked out really nicely.
Wow. We all know that theme.
Yes.
So, are there any new innovations in your field in which has made working with sounds easier than ever before?
I think this is a very exciting time for audio because the software and the hardware has all gotten to a point where you can do whatever you want with sound and not sacrifice any quality. You can make sounds out of other sounds. You can chop them up, put them together, and not lose anything, which is something totally unheard of a couple decades ago, even one decade ago, in game audio. And also the use of samplers and the realistic sounds you can get out of software, it allows indie games, which have no budget, to have fully orchestrated scores that sound like you have dozens of people playing instruments. So there's no limits these days.
Fantastic. Technology certainly goes a long way. Okay. Are you thinking about attending any events this year? And if so, which ones do you think you're going to like to be part of?
I don't have any plans this year, but I am looking over the next year or two to get myself back to the Game Developers Conference, because I've been there a couple times and it was an amazing experience, just meeting so many talented people that are just as passionate about video games, and the talks are immensely helpful. I love watching the Vault shows on YouTube, and they've recently put up a bunch of audio talks, which are very insightful.
Very good. Yeah, that's a very good one that I'm looking to be part of as well. Is there anything unique about working on sound composition for video games as opposed to other types of sound composition? And is there anything different about working on sound for retro games opposed to other types of games?
I think games are a very unique medium. They don't allow you to plan out a lot of what's going to happen because much of that is in the player's hands. So in a movie, you might have, well, this happens and that happens and the other thing happens, and you compose happiness and then sadness and then hope or whatever emotion you're trying to get. With a game, it could be anything at any time. So there are a couple ways to approach that. You can talk about reactive audio. That's not used too much. I think, especially in retro games, which focus on more song loops, the important thing is to find that overarching emotion that you're trying to convey to the player through the experience. So you focus less on what should they feel right now and more on what makes this experience pop out to them.
Very good. So what's next for Joshua McLean? Can you share some things you're currently working on now or you have upcoming?
I'm currently working on a project called Shuriken OST, which is about 40 minutes of Super NES-style game music. It's not for a particular game, but I did compose it with an idea of a game in mind, so it could easily slot into any Super NES game. And that should be released sometime at the end of this year. I'm also working on music for the game I mentioned earlier, Scrap Station Sigma, which was greenlit in 2015. It's an FTL-style game, a spaceship management, and I'm really excited about the audio for that because it draws inspiration from FTL and from Mass Effect, which is another of my favorite soundtracks. Other than that, I'm always looking for more opportunities to make great sounds and expand my audio horizons.
Great. You actually mentioned you to somebody that I work with, and they're looking to get some of your royalty-free samplings. So you're actually making quite a name for yourself out there. They've actually
That's
been following you. Fantastic. So where can anybody find you out there on the internet to connect with? Do you have a website? If you can drop that, or where can they find you through social media?
My website is mrjoshuamclean.com. That's okay. mrjoshuamclean.com. It's very long. I'm also at Mr. Joshua McLean on Twitter, and I think that's basically it.
I like the distinguished Mr.
I have a SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/ Joshua McLean 17.
Perfect. Well, thank you for being our indie feature today on the Go Public's media relations blog.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.